April is National Donate Life Month, a time when organizations raise awareness about organ donation programs. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier reports people of color tend to spend a longer time on organ transplant waiting lists.
Celeste Brown was adamantly against organ donation when Gift of Life reached out in 2004 to inquire if she wanted to donate her son's organs. She recounts a phone call with the South Jersey-based organ donation program soon after her son was murdered.
I thought that that was very disrespectful at the time, and I felt like they didn't care because I had just lost a loved one.
Brown, who is Black, had a change of heart in 2021 when she fell sick and needed a kidney transplant of her own. On April 30th, the Lawnside resident will celebrate 1 year since she received a new kidney. Black Americans disproportionately have a greater need for organ transplants due to a higher prevalence of hypertension and diabetes. Yet, experts say Black patients tend to wait longer for matching organs because not enough Black people donate.
We're the last to be donors.
Organ matches oftentimes depends on their race. Rick Haas, president of Gift of Life, says out of the 5,000 people in the Philadelphia area still waiting for a transplant, about 2,000 are Black. He says part of the problem is that in some communities of color, there's a general distrust of the medical system.
When our transplant coordinators are walking into an ICU to counsel a family, and they're already not trusting the hospital in which they're receiving care.
Gift of Life dispels some common myths about organ donation on its website. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.